One of the world's most famous painters is claimed by two countries. El Greco was born in Greece and then worked most of his life in Spain. So this year, the 400th anniversary of El Greco's death is being marked with exhibitions in both countries. We asked two reporters to look back at the artist's life, beginning with Joanna Kakissis in Greece.
At a small exhibit at a museum in Crete, a visiting artist gazes at an early religious painting by El Greco. In the traditional two-dimensional work, Sofia Voronsova sees hints of the style that would later make the artist famous.
His signature in art, I mean, these longer forms and the colors, and for that time, for his time, I think it is very extraordinary.
Details about the early life of this extraordinary artist, born Domenikos Theotokopoulos in 1541, are still relatively unknown. But art historian Nikos Hatzinikolaou says Theotokopoulos was an established icon painter in his early 20s.
We know that in 1563, he was a master. He had the title of a master, which means he had a workshop, he had people working for him, etc.
Because so little can be verified about his life on Crete, the Greeks have gotten, say, a little creative with it.
Bexe.
The 2007 film El Greco depicts him as a melodramatic young genius from a politically rebellious family who danced like warriors at funerals. And in northern Crete, a village of orange farmers called Fodele claims it is the painter's birthplace, even though documents show he was born in a city 17 miles away. Village president Yanis Fakoukakis claims Domenikos Theotokopoulos even has descendants here.
This is what generations of people here have lived and died knowing. People talk about us, books are written about us, and why should some document erase that?
Fodele attracts busloads of tourists who visit a small museum that villagers claim is the painter's childhood home. There's also a cafe called Domenico's and a taverna called El Greco. Even Maria Thanasa's olive oil product shop profits from the association.
Of course, Domenikos Theotokopoulos helps us economically because we have tourists and the restaurants work and the cafes work, even the women who make macrame work.
The art historian, Hatzinikolaou, says this fuss is more about Greek identity than El Greco himself.
Partly the interest is founded in Greek nationalism. Because this fellow came from here, he was a Greek, there is an additional kind of pride, which has nothing to do with recognition of his art.
Greeks recognize the artist is famous for the work he did in Spain, not Greece. But Hatzinikolaou says they still revel in the fact that he never lost his roots.
Did he always sign his paintings, Domenikos Theotokopoulos,
down to the very end with Greek characters?
For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Heraklion, Crete.
I'm Lauren Freyer in Toledo, Spain, where the artist became El Greco in his adopted hometown.
Okay, as I said before, the signature of El Greco is always in Greek. He never signed in Spanish. And it's Domenikos Theotokopoulos Epoyer.
I'm on a tour of the artist's work, signed in Greek, but painted in the Spanish Renaissance style he helped invent.
El Greco 2014.
A video about this year's 400th anniversary of El Greco's death greets arrivals at the Toledo train station. But downtown, many draw a blank at the name Domenikos Theotokopoulos.
Tenemos ni idea. ¿Por?
Yeah, just got here. I don't know anything.
Do you know who Domenikos Theotokopoulos is?
Oh, I do. It's El Greco, and I know because my family is from Crete.
American tourist Ann Thompson has been to both of El Greco's hometowns.
But here, he's really their adopted son, and this was his adopted home.
El Greco came here after a few years in Italy to get rich and famous, says his biographer, Fernando Marias.
He was very ambitious. He tried to raise his status. He thought that Spain, it was country, or a land where his skills could have been appreciated and that he was going to make a much better living.
El Greco's first commission in Spain was an altarpiece for the king, but El Greco was a perfectionist. He complained about the paint colors he was given and his fee. Was the king impressed?
No, he didn't like it. The relation with El Greco was hard, to say in a word. The king wasn't angry. because we know that he had to write a letter. Well, there is this Greek that is complaining.
Out of favor with Spain's royals in Madrid, El Greco moved 40 miles south to Toledo. It's here that El Greco developed his signature style, eerie elongated figures of saints in lurid colors against stormy Toledo skies. The Catholic Church didn't know what to make of him. This was the age of the Spanish Inquisition. He was a foreigner and not a Catholic. But nobles bought his work. El Greco got rich and then overspent. Inma Sanchez is an art historian who guides me through El Greco's paintings in Toledo's soaring cathedral.
He was trying to live as a nobleman in a moment that a nobleman, meant to dress like with very expensive clothes, to rent some of the rooms in a palace. So, you know, he was living a life that was over his possibilities.
El Greco died in Toledo 400 years ago, loaded with debts. He was always an outsider. He never learned Spanish. Tour guide Inma takes me to his grave inside a medieval convent still run by nuns.
Can you see just, you know, that little coffin in there? Well, this is all we have. And of course, the dust inside. But this is all.
El Greco was almost forgotten until a little over 100 years ago when painters like Cézanne, Picasso, and Pollock rediscovered him. They spotted something so modern in his work. Toledo has hosted several El Greco exhibits this year, marking the 400th anniversary of his death. If El Greco only knew, says tour guide Inma.
I always wonder, I ask myself, can you imagine if I could whisper in the ear of El Greco, 400 years later, we're going to do a monographic exhibition just to remember you in this place with paintings coming from all around the world. He succeeded. He got what he really was looking for, the fame and to be remembered.
For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Toledo, Spain.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Greene.